Backers of the bill again and again made one thing clear. It would not legalize marijuana.
I think there are a few of us in the legislature who support taxing and regulating marijuana, but it's clearly not a consensus.
That's Representative Chris Pearson. The progressive from Burlington is a lead sponsor of the decriminalization bill, and he says where House lawmakers did find tripartisan consensus in recent weeks was around making it a civil offense to possess 1 ounce or less of the drug.
The collateral consequences of a misdemeanor charge are too much and out of whack with the offense of possessing a small amount of marijuana.
Under the bill, no one could knowingly possess more than an ounce of pot or cultivate marijuana plants. And if a person violates that law, they'd get a ticket similar to a speeding ticket. Then they could receive a $300 civil fine for a first or second offense and a 90-day suspension of their license. For the first time in Vermont, the bill would also prohibit smoking pot while driving.
Mr. Speaker.
On the House floor, Representative Tom Koch told his colleagues that he'd originally opposed the bill, but in the end he reversed his vote because of that driving provision.
If you had told me a month ago that I would be voting for this bill, or particularly helping to report it, I would have looked you in the eye and said you're out of your mind.
Koch represents a broader shift in the House. Speaker Shep Smith once blocked the issue from a floor debate, but when it did finally go to a vote, it attracted support from Republicans, Democrats, and progressives. Still, Koch and other Republicans expressed concern that the bill would send a horrible message to young people.
And we need to emphasize that this bill does not legalize marijuana. This bill deals with the penalties for possession of marijuana.
The House vote comes as the topic of decriminalization is moving swiftly through the state house, and it comes in a state whose local law enforcement is split on how much should be decriminalized. The House settled on 1 ounce.
That's a lot of marijuana, but now it will be a civil ticket.
That's Brandon Police Chief Christopher Brickell. He's head of the Vermont Police Chiefs Association.
There are issues that we will face that will be complicating for us to deal with because we may make an arrest that ends up being later a civil violation, or just the reverse.
Brickell says making possession of marijuana a civil violation would create a backlog in the courts because the state already has too many people who don't pay tickets. But sponsors of the bill say it would actually free up police to tackle more serious crimes, including Vermont's opiate epidemic. The bill is expected to come up for a final vote in the House next week. Then it's on to the Senate. For VPR News, I'm Kirk Carapeza in Montpelier.